This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, October 7th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Jason Bishop's
yes,
here.
Yes, sir. Happy
and Monday. A happy Eric Bickle, because it's another Victory Monday.
You know what to
brought
do,
to you
cakes.
By Chenega Myos, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Bank 7, number 44, is getting a lot of use of late, especially in the last month.
Pew, pew,
which
pew,
is good.
Pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew. Explosives, love them.
Love it.
You know what's fun? Winning is fun, obviously. Scoring points is fun. I mean, from watching so many bad Commanders games, especially under Ron Rivera of late,
God,
just
a
slog, gross
so
games.
Bad. The worst coaches ever.
It's fun scoring 30 points a week.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun to score points?
Well, winning is the biggest thing.
Sure,
winning is the biggest thing.
Winning first.
The last time that they won like this.
Scoring points helps you win.
The last time they won like this to start a season was 2008. Now, that season didn't end the way that you wanted it to.
Yep.
But that's when we printed up horny for Zorny t-shirts. Okay? Because we were caught in that wave.
Yeah, we were.
The horny for Zorny era.
Got swept up.
It was short-lived, but it's just fun.
I remember those first few checks. They were dumb. I was like, wow, I'm going to build a beach house with these horny for Zorny sales. Again, short-lived.
What can we come up with, like, Jones and for Jade? Like, what can we come up with?
I don't know. We're chopping the pot with the company.
I know.
Mean, it's not worth it. Is it worth it?
No, probably not.
I mean, I'm sure they're selling a boatload of Jaden t-shirts at thefanshop.com.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're flying off the shelves.
Well, it's just, that line was disrespectful. It bothered me all week. There are no guarantees. Upsets happen. I mean, you know.
Saw it yesterday.
There's a bunch of them. But
also, the Browns stink.
The Browns offense is one of the worst I've ever seen.
Deshaun Watson needs to just be cut or certainly benched.
Stefanski's adamant that he's going to keep rolling with Deshaun Watson.
That's called coaching diplomacy, JP. If you can't see through that, like watching him in the presser talking about, well, I have to coach better and the players have to play better and just... I mean, that's...
Well, I don't think he got a lot of help from his O-line, to be honest with you.
No, they didn't help.
They were not good.
A lot of help.
His QBR was an 8.5.
No, he's got all...
I'm surprised it was that high.
The Browns, I mean, if unless they're just bad at putting a football team on the field, they have to be picking a quarterback.
Well, then he just walks off the field.
He was right, though. Because they had too many men in the huddle, and all they could have done was call a timeout.
I understand, but you just don't walk off the field. I mean, how uncoachable do you look?
His body language is awful.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
and
Stefan and whoever was calling the plays, I mean, they were clueless.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you just walk off the field.
I think he just was resigned to. He knew
you were
screwed there.
He didn't want to be.
You could tell he didn't want to be there.
He did not
want to be on that field yesterday.
But that's the Browns. Yep. You have to bask in this.
Oh, yeah.
One player came to this team that changed the trajectory of this franchise probably for the next decade plus.
As long as he can stay
healthy. Jaden Daniels has changed the equation.
He's the truth.
He's changed everything.
Yeah.
You look up north, and that's their next opponent, the Baltimore Ravens, and you see what Lamar Jackson has meant to that franchise year after year, and that's what should happen here for the Washington Commanders. They should be a perennial playoff contender. So long as Jaden Daniels is healthy and under center.
Oh, by the way, 72% to make the playoffs as of today.
Yeah, but a long way to go.
I understand.
Long way to go.
Your Washington Commanders, as of right now, 72%.
That's
a good number.
I just want to put up a good fight against the Ravens.
Absolutely.
Try to find a way to stop Henry.
Whereas before the season started, we looked at that game and said, well, that game's not winnable. Now you feel like you can compete in that game.
You can definitely put up points against them.
I mean, their pass defense leaky.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with them, but you just got to assume we're going to lose that one.
I do in the back of my brain, yeah. But now I feel like...
Hey, you're not allowed to do that this week. You're not allowed to do the, we're going to lose. Hmm. The scripts change. You're 4-1. You got to go into every game.
That's a good point. You know what? Because a lot of people leading into the Browns game were like, oh, I hope they can play against the Browns. Fearsome defense.
Yeah. There's no more.
Not this guy.
You know what there's happened? No more moral shoved victories. You got a 4-1 team.
Shoved it
that
off.
That ship has sailed.
No, I'm not looking for a moral victory. Just to think that we're going to probably lose the game. Sorry. I think I picked the Ravens to win it all.
Hey, but it's a victory Monday. We're not worried about the Ravens yet. That's like 6 days away.
Cakes, am I wrong? I'm thinking they're going to be a perennial playoff contender so long as number 5 stays upright.
You're not wrong in thinking that at all.
That's such a different spot.
When you find a franchise quarterback, that becomes your mindset.
Well, also just all the pieces around them are helping. I mean, the offensive line has just been a revelation.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Been really good. The way they're playing, creating holes, getting way out in front.
They're road grading people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Cliff Kingsbury's play calling, you know, since about the second half of week 2 has been ridiculous. Bucky just sent me a text.
Bucky!
He looks like a genius now.
The new t-shirt, Stiff for Cliff.
Stiff for Cliff.
That might work.
It's not bad.
It might work.
Yeah.
We can think about it.
It's a good rhyming scheme.
Well, and then Jaden just has the ability to outrun everybody.
Right.
And the last few weeks, he's making more plays out of the pocket, throwing the ball downfield. That throw to Terry McLaurin.
It should have been a sack. I mean, most quarterbacks get sacked on that play. Mm-hmm. He evades the pressure and just throws a dime.
No, he
made
so many good throws.
He's been awesome.
I mean, the interception sucked, but that's just part of the game.
Right.
Yep.
You know,
we kind of knew that was
going to throw interceptions.
Sure. But rookies throw interceptions. You know what? Veterans also throw interceptions.
And then how about the defense getting to the opposing QBs the last 2 weeks?
I don't know what
11,
to make of it.
11 times. Quinn said they were close.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. Maybe he's right. We'll find out next week. I don't want to jump
ahead.
Watson
was a statue back there, but still, they're still putting pressure on him.
Yeah. 5 games in, Jaden Daniels has completed 77% of his passes. Only the 4 touchdown passes, but has 4 touchdown runs, and he's run for 300 yards already.
Right.
He's going to run for 1,000 yards.
Yeah. I mean, he rushed for over 80 yards yesterday. He's going to have 10 carries per game. As long as he's healthy, that's what he does. Yeah.
Can you get the bet book out?
Sure.
I think there was one guy in here that had them 4-1 after 5. I believe there's one guy.
I'm very distraught that I don't have my pick by pick here.
Yeah, you're out of this. Yeah. You're out of this loop.
EB has dub, loss, dub. You do have them 4-1 after.
4-1. I think I got them conflated the first 2 backwards.
Yeah, you had them beating Tampa and the Giants and losing to the Bengals.
Right.
But I think you would change your overall pick and move it closer to Cakes' predictions.
Well,
in terms
I did
of
at the time.
Playoffs
I just didn't want
wins.
To get carried away. Yeah. I even put the asterisk.
Yeah, there's one guy here with 10 with double digit wins, and that's that's point right over here.
I don't know
here.
How you got there because you don't have the week to weeks.
No, it's on the audio. Valdez has it. He's show archivist.
Oh, okay.
He definitely has it.
All right.
Lock.
All right.
But we didn't think they would be this good.
No.
Nope.
I mean, you could predict 10 wins, but you didn't think they would be this good, certainly offensively.
No.
Jaden just looks so comfortable in the offense.
They're the
he's a stud.
They're the second highest scoring team in the league behind only the Saints. And the Saints haven't played their week, what is this?
Five
game. Yeah,
we actually went up in our scoring average because we were at 30.5.
Yeah.
We scored 32. By my math, that goes up a little bit.
Scored 34.
34.
Yeah. 34.
And they could have scored more, but for the red zone interception. They were knocking
points.
On the door right there.
34 points, just kind of ho-hum.
Yeah.
Now you expect like 38 or 40.
And that's putting in Marcus Mariota with basically a quarter left.
Oh, that was a joke.
The human victory cigar, Marcus Mariota.
He cements the notion that it's a completely different team with a different quarterback.
How great it is just to see backups come in the fourth quarter.
I mean, I've never
that you're
seen
just,
that.
You're humiliating your opponent to the point
like a college
where
move.
You have vanquished them and they are waving the white flag. And you say, you know what? You guys are so terrible. We're going to throw Marcus Mariota at you.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
You saw the body language of the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the defensive guys.
Yeah.
Well, they were pounding the the carpet after you know they Jaden would elude them.
Right.
Drabby, are you sold yet?
No.
Wow. No. Just keep saying no because he's going to ask you every week.
What do you want me to say? Yeah, he's a Super Bowl champion, a great legend, greatest ever.
No, he's a stud.
I told you he's playing well. What do you mean?
No. Beyond he's playing well. You're acting like it's potentially a fluke.
Well, I mean, you're going to create a bronze statue already?
Not a bronze statue, but just know we got our guy.
The plans are in place.
I'm happy you got your guy.
Yeah, we got our guy.
Don't put this
he's
out as I'm some Jaden hater. I've never said anything
just
bad
like,
about him.
I don't know what you're waiting for before you're willing to go out on that limb and say, you know what, he's legit.
He has to kiss a toilet today. He's bitter.
Yeah, he's not happy.
No, what gets me bitter is that people are painting me out as some Jaden hater. That would actually get me bitter.
I'm not saying you're a hater.
I just want you to acknowledge one bad thing about him.
I'm not saying you're a hater. I just want you to acknowledge, like, what does it need? Like, how many games before? What is your eye for talent?
But why do you care? Why do you care what he says?
Because I just want him to admit that he's the real deal. And he's still cautiously very good.
He's playing very well.
He's playing well. Like, that means he's playing well. Obviously, he's playing well. I want you to say he's good. He's the real deal.
Don't say it.
Look, just look at his face. You know that he knows it. He just
doesn't want to say it in front of you.
You just don't want to admit it.
He's dug in.
He's like, the real deal. It took me one preseason throw. That's how elite my skills are.
I know down the sideline.
A blind squirrel. You evaluate the last 9 quarterbacks. So
this one throw.
he's playing great. What do you want me to say? He's very talented.
He's the real deal. That's what I want you to say. He's the real deal. I don't want you to say Super Bowl champion. I don't want a statue.
I don't know what that means.
No, no.
I don't know what that means.
Here's what he should say. Jaden Daniels is a top 7 quarterback in the league already.
I don't know where he ranks amongst the other guys. I don't know where he ranks among the other guys. I don't even care.
He played a lot better than those other top 7s yesterday.
I mean, I'm not saying there's a parade. I'm just saying we got our guy. He's the real deal. I'm not saying there's Super Bowl champs. I'm not saying there's a statue. I'm not saying he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm saying he's the real deal. I want you to say he's the real deal.
I'm not
going to
say that.
You're just saying he's kind of playing good, kind of lucky. It'll come back.
So you're just making him root against them.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
What are you doing?
You're making him root against them.
Anyway. Don't do this.
Who did you pick this week?
What do you mean? I picked the Browns.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. You think I care about JP's dumb handout thing? Oh, last minute pick a winner? I don't care about that.
All right, so.
You picked a horrible team, though.
Do you realize that I picked the Browns because everyone else picked the Commanders and I'm trying to make up games? You
Yeah, I do remember that.
Speaking of toilets, that's what I think of JP's, hey, give me a quick winner of this game.
Look, it's mine.
And a score.
I score and put a graphic down so everyone can have
I created that.
I don't care either. You think I care
about
that graphic?
Today's not about me. I'll sit here until 8:59 until I kiss a toilet. Till at 9 a.m.
I mean, I don't know why you agreed to that. That's crazy.
Because I'm radio instincts, dummy. I'm the real deal at that. How about that?
By the way, you keep touting yourself as this elite talent evaluator. He was picked number 2. It's not like you discovered some 5th-round pick.
No,
I'm like, hey, I've looked at all these guys, and I got an obscure guy out there that they should take.
I never said that.
He was an unbelievable player last year in college.
Took one throw, one play in the preseason, said, oh, he's the real deal.
Right.
That's all it took.
Right. One
they
throw.
They drafted him number 2.
Who cares? A lot of number 2s have been busts.
Yeah, they've been number
2. It didn't mean anything to me. Obviously, he was talented.
He should be good, and he's better than good.
And I also
he's
said
the
this.
Ultimate.
By the way, the number 1 pick played pretty well yesterday too. Yes, he did.
Yeah. I don't care about him. We got our guy. Much rather have our guy.
Talvin Evaluator, you didn't think he was going to run that often.
Yeah.
No, I said he was going to run.
You didn't think he was going to run that much.
No, I said he was going to run when it breaks down.
Who said he's going to run like 10 or 12 times a game? This guy, look.
That's largely what he does. He runs when it breaks down.
I took the over on 8.5 per game.
Of course.
Jason, remember I told you that this quarterback class, they're all going to end up being good? Well, so far, the 3 guys that are playing pretty well.
Now, Bo Nix is a good guy.
Bo Nix is number. I mean, he's got a great defense.
He's not lighting the world on fire, but he's playing fine. He's playing fine.
He has more interceptions than touchdowns. Now, yeah, he's coming around.
I don't know.
A
he
bit.
Had 3-0 yesterday, so I don't know where that puts him.
I think 2.
He played pretty well yesterday. He did. He played well yesterday. But why does it come down to that? Who cares what you predicted? He's obviously good.
You didn't even see him play one time in college.
What is that?
You don't see any of these guys play in college.
What does that mean? It means nothing.
Well,
who
just
cares?
Start watching college football more so you know who's going
to
be good
in college football.
Why? Yeah, who cares? It's irrelevant to me.
College football is so much, in my opinion, it's so much better. It's so much better.
Okay, for you. I mean, I'm a pro football guy. I'm a pro football guy.
Anyway, so I can't believe.
Why are we so testy on a victory Monday?
I don't know.
He starts it.
I just want to acknowledge that he's the real deal. Just because your guys lost, you're bitter.
I watched him at Arizona State.
Brock Purdy sucked yesterday, by the way. He sucked.
Well, you have the hottest team in football, and Drab's on your brain.
Yeah,
no, that's all I was thinking about.
He's not on my brain. I want him to admit it. I just won't admit it. I completely forgot
that he said he was going to kiss the toilet. I didn't even think about that until I just sat down.
It's just such a dumb thing. But okay.
I can't believe he's doing that today.
I know. I'll go in there and fart on the toilet or whatever.
Go get your fiber. Build it up for the next few hours. Let her rip.
I assume.
Oh, and I got lucky because I bet two guys, one listener and one my buddy.
Okay.
I gave them odds. My buddy, I gave him 3-1 odds, my 150 to his 50 bucks that they wouldn't score 38 points.
Okay.
And the
you
other
did
guy,
get lucky.
The other guy gave 4-1 they wouldn't score 40.
Okay.
I got so hooked.
Yeah, you did.
That Mariota came into the game. Because if Jaden's still in the game, they're scoring another touchdown.
You're probably right.
And I lose both bets.
Yep.
So I did get hooked that they were blowing the Browns out and they could pull them.
All right, it is a Victory Monday presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers.miios.com. We got our colleague checking today. We'll talk to Craig Hoffman from the Craig Hoffman Show on the Team 980 coming up at 8:20. John Kime, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, joins us at 7. We'll open up the phone lines next. Do you want to bask in the win? 4-1 start atop the NFC East. Euphoria here in D.C. 800-636-1067 is how you can reach us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back on a Victory Monday here on the Junkies. Brought to you by Chiniga Mios, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers.miios.com. The Commanders have won 4 games in a row. They sit atop the NFC East. Cake said the historical chances are 72% you make the playoffs, but I brought up those numbers.
This is not like an overarching league thing. Huh. Their chances specifically right now.
Okay.
72%.
Because of the schedule and everything. Yeah.
72%. I like that.
Okay. Well, I know that I brought up that statistic last week that teams atop their division after 4 weeks win their division.
Mm-hmm.
I think the number was 66% of the time. And then make the playoffs 77% of the time. That's since 2016. So the odds have gone up. Look, as long as Jaden Daniels can stay healthy, this team should get to double digits in wins. And that should get you in the playoffs. Because even if they just went 500 the rest of the way, and we believe that they will do better than that, especially when you look at the schedule. If you go 500, you got 10 wins.
Yeah, but I've learned from what's happening around the rest of the league, you just can't look at schedules and count wins. Like,
right.
The Seahawks should have beaten the Giants yesterday. They didn't. The Giants didn't have their best player on the field. Malik Nabers missed the game, and the Giants win the game in Seattle.
By the way, is Daniel Jones sneakily playing better?
Yes.
He's been playing better.
So all the Daniel Jones haters.
100%.
He's had one bad game.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the games have been pretty good for Daniel Jones.
Right. The Cardinals beat the 49ers in San Francisco yesterday.
Well, the 49ers blew a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter.
Right.
They also didn't have their kicker, which
cost
them.
That's true. Moody hurt his ankle, but it was Jordan. Mason fumbles on the 8.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they were going in for 2-score lead. Game would have been over. And then Purdy threw a horrible pick because he got pummeled and the ball went 100 feet in the air. I mean, they blew it. I mean, they gave the game away.
All right, but we're talking Commanders, and we'll open up the phone lines now at 800-636-1067. Can you even believe this is happening? 4 wins in a row. As I said, the 4-1 start hasn't happened since 2008 here in D.C.
Right.
And it's markedly different than that team, right? We just
we didn't have a guy of this caliber.
No.
You know, at the most important
position. Well, the league was different.
And also the coach turned out to be a complete fraud.
Yeah, but at the time, like I said, that was the height of horny for Zorny.
Right, but in hindsight, you realize
it crashed in the second half of the season.
You realize just complete fraud.
Sure, it crashed.
No, they did the most important thing. They hit on their quarterback.
They
hit on the quarterback. Well, if you hit on your quarterback, your fortunes change in an instant.
They also hit, it looks like, on their offensive coordinator, who people were grilling because McLaurin only lines up on the left side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's not enough pre-snap motion.
Right,
and all that stuff is, irrelevant.
Jamie, you know, to do your bit, none of these guys put him on probation like you did. called out
first six quarters.
Why
you guys not impressed.
Stiff for Cliff over there.
No, first six quarters, not impressed. But since then, very impressed. And, I mean, Luke McCaffrey, I am stunned at his development.
That catch that he made with the dude draped all over him, where the ball wasn't even really on target.
Yeah,
I mean he's just a straight baller. Really good genetic stock.
I mean, for him to just be playing that position, you know, for a half an hour, you know, at the pro level, it's unbelievable.
I think it's good. He had 19 yards receiving.
No, but
the bigger story here.
He minimizes everything.
Because I think. The focus should be on, this is a team that ran for 215 yards.
The rushing game.
That's what the focus should be on. The reason they're winning, number one, is Jaden Daniels. We could quibble on number two, but I would say it's a combination of offensive line and running game.
Eckler showed that.
It's Eckler. Eckler, whenever he touches the ball, he gets 10 minimum yards.
He has not lost his burst.
McNichols is doing that, too.
McNichols has been a nice fill-in, too. With B-Rob. I mean, B-Rob clearly wasn't 100% yesterday. You saw him kind of lipping off to the sideline.
What is his deal with his knees? Does he have a meniscus or something?
I don't know what the exact injury is.
And are they now, I think they're perfect on fourth downs through five games.
Yes.
Is it 8-for-8 now? I'd have to check
something
the total
like
on the season.
I think they were 6-for-6 going in. Were they 2-for-2?
Think about that.
You know what? Dan Quinn he might be the new Dan Campbell. I mean, he goes for it all the time.
Well, because you got Jaden Daniels back there.
Smart.
How many of those fourth down conversions have been Jaden runs?
Probably half, at least.
I don't know.
Jaden Daniels has run for 300 yards in five games.
It's ridiculous. He's wheels.
Still barely scratches the surface of it, too. Like
He's either going to get to 1,000 or tickle 1,000 yards.
He's going to get a 60-yarder.
All you got to do is roll him out, and then when the edge rusher comes in, an edge rusher could have an angle on him, but it doesn't matter.
He picks up a 15 to 18-yard gain. Like it's nothing.
Yeah,
he laughs at those.
They're doing every defense is doing whatever they can to try and keep him in that pocket, but they can't. Mm-hmm. He can't keep him in the pocket. He just gets around it and then goes for 15.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Let's give credit to the defense too.
I don't know what to make of the defense.
As effective as the Commanders were on third downs, they held the Browns to 1-for-13 on third downs yesterday.
Look, they might give up 30 next week against the Ravens, but the last 2 weeks they've been really
good.
You can say it's about.
I just don't know what to make of it.
You can say that they haven't played the best quarterbacks, whatever, the best offenses, but when you get after the quarterback the way they are, and you shut down especially their passing game, then.
They brought the pressure yesterday, seven
they've
sacks.
Been good.
Somebody tweeted us, well, they're only beating one win teams. And that is true. Context does matter.
You got to beat
but
the bad
teams. But they're smashing these teams.
Right.
No, they're doing
the Giants game was a squeaker, but since then, they are obliterating these teams.
Well, and the thing is, truthfully, if you look at the schedule, by and large, they kind of play these kind of teams all season long. I mean, the Ravens are the real deal, I think. But you know, for the most part, they play mediocre teams.
I said this last week. I wasn't brave enough. You guys kind of mocked me all summer when I said, the Houston Texans did it. Why couldn't the Commanders do it? Number two pick, new coach, soft schedule.
It's just hard to predict it.
And that's what they're doing.
I mean, for rookie quarterbacks to have back-to-back years the way Stroud did and Daniels, it's hard to predict that. But
every year there's a couple teams that turn it around, and a lot of it has to do with a softer schedule. I mean, it's definitely a factor.
Yeah.
And I love C.J. Stroud. He doesn't have Jaden's legs. He doesn't have the wheels.
Nope.
Yeah. He does not have that in his arsenal.
I'm telling you, there aren't that many other quarterbacks I'd rather have.
I said 20 minutes ago he's a top seven quarterback in the league as a rookie.
I don't know about that, but I wouldn't trade him.
Give me seven or six or seven you'd rather have over him right now.
It's hard to argue against it because of the way he's playing.
Right.
No doubt. I mean, is he better than Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar and all those guys?
He's currently better. He's
currently
better
he's playing
than
better. He's playing
Mahomes
better. He's playing better than Josh
Mahomes
Allen
been
too.
Pedestrian like the his last 20.
Josh
starts.
Allen was terrible yesterday
was
throwing
awful.
The ball.
Now he got concussed too, and they threw.
definitely was concussed.
They took the smelling salt and they said, "Here, Josh, smell the smelling salt. We're going to just punt all of the NFL protocol, and if you smell this, you can go back in the game." Put him back in the game.
Looked like he was knocked out. His arm went limp.
They're going to get fined by the league. 100%.
They might, yeah.
For doing that.
That's old school.
I mean, that was an old school
dude,
move.
Dude, he looked like he was dead for a second.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're doing there.
And they put him back in the game. Shocker, he had 9 completions in the game.
Right.
I only watched the end of the Ravens game. I just have to jump ahead for a little bit here. Sorry. Forgive me. Valdez, so Henry had the big run at the end. But prior to that, they had kind of bottled him up, right? Is that correct or no?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, he scored a touchdown early, but he didn't do much.
How did they do that?
Did they just load the box up and Lamar just hoard him for that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I hope you saw at least Lamar's – it's definitely probably play of the year, the touchdown pass to Likely.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it was
such a great play. But they got fortunate. Look, what the Bengals, after the turnover
– they run the ball three straight times.
They ran it three times. Yeah. They just said, all right, we're going to kick a field goal. Missed it.
Well, because the holder dropped it.
Those are the top two rushing teams in the league. The Ravens and the Commanders. By the way, what is the line? So, has it come out yet for the game next week?
I thought it was like 3.5.
6.5.
Is it at Baltimore?
I meant the total. Oh. It's got to be high.
Is it at Baltimore?
At Baltimore, yes.
Yeah. And it's Baltimore minus 6.5?
It's probably going to be high 40s.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it should be. I can't pick us to win. I can't pick us to win.
You don't need to pick them to win at this point.
So, Jason, you believe the number two reason that this team is where they are right now is Austin Eckler? Because combine.
You're talking about a unit. I'm talking about a player. Because you're saying
Eckler's excellent.
Daniels, of course, is the number one reason.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to go to a unit, the offensive line. But Eckler has been huge. When Eckler's been on the field, he never touches the ball.
Right.
He touches the ball. Doesn't touch 8 to 10 a game. He gets 100 yards.
The rushing unit as a whole is just, it's a dominant force. And I'm including McNichols in that because he's had a big role. They have 4 guys who have 100-plus
McLaurin's
rushing
been
yards.
Good. McLaurin's obviously been really
been
good,
very
too.
Good, especially the last 2 games.
They just have, it's different guys contributing. This week it was Diami.
Yeah.
Last week it was Oz.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks before that it was Noah Brown. By the way, what's his injury? Why did they hold him out?
He had...
is it a hamstring?
I didn't know.
Was it a hip?
I'll double-check the injury.
I think that's...
He was dicey like late in the week, too. It wasn't a surprise that he missed.
As a team, they've run for 892 yards in 5 games.
Well, obviously, it sets the tone for everything. There's no doubt. And the rushing is so much better because also of Jaden.
That's the number one reason.
The kid is just remarkable. And he's throwing dimes, too. Like, it's not just like some sort of... freak athlete who's making an occasional good throw.
Brown groin injury.
Groin, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls here. I know people want to chime in. Play the music, Cakes. It's just kind of, I know some of us are just kind of stunned. Like, you're just like stunned that they are where they are.
I think it's finally happened, EB.
Yeah.
Like, this is what teams wait for. Just using the Houston Texans. Like, the Houston Texans will be a perennial contender so long as CJ Stroud stays healthy. Now, you got the guy. After all these different quarterbacks, you got the guy.
I think so.
And next year is going to be the first year.
The search is over.
Barring an injury, next year is going to be the first year that they have a quarterback that's the starter in week one for back-to-back years since Kirk.
Right. You know what? They don't have to scout quarterback unless they're looking for a backup.
They don't need to look for backup. They got 4. They got 3 backups on the roster.
I'm just saying, like, if Adam Peters wants to pick a backup in the 7th round, he could do that, but he doesn't have to look for a starter.
Somebody tweeted this,
done.
And it was mostly a joke, but would you extend Jaden Daniels right now?
Well,
give him a lifetime deal.
Josh Harris, when it comes down to it, Josh Harris is going to be the happiest guy on the planet to stroke that $65 million or whenever it is, $70 million a year check to Jaden Daniels.
In 4 years,
He won't hesitate for a second.
All right, let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? I have to be at the game yesterday, man. The electricity was off, awesome, man. I tell you what, the Browns fans was walking down through the corridors, man, chanting and making a whole bunch of noise, man. They was quiet when we left out there.
Oh, yeah. They were quiet, too, when they showed them on TV. They looked distraught.
I can't believe they have the balls to chant anything with that quarterback.
Oh, my God. You should have heard him, man. I tell you, man. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that for the first time, man, the fan base took over their stadium, man. You know what I mean? It belonged to the Commanders.
Yeah, it was a home field advantage. It's been missing, sorely lacking for years.
Really packed. How packed was it?
It was packed. It was packed. You know the nosebleed, man. You know how that is, man. Yeah. Nobody want to even walk up that joint, man.
Yeah.
You know, but it was pretty packed. But I want to get this in too, fellas. You know, after the Tampa Bay game, man, I was talking about the coaching and their preparation for it, man.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, man, you can see the coaching in these players right now because look like everybody is getting better at the position that they're playing. And that offensive line, man, good God almighty, man, they start wearing Cleveland's behind down, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
We got a good-looking team here, man. This youngin is growing, and it's going to be really good.
Yep.
But like you was talking about McCaffrey earlier, man, that dude, man, that touchdown that Brian Robinson ran on that play, man, he stuck with that block, man. You know what I mean? And man, we got a good looking team, man.
Yeah.
I like what's going on, fellas.
All right, me too. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, buddy.
Ditto. All of us concur. We're with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it feels like it used to feel in the 80s. So if you're an old head like us, this is what it used to feel like.
Yeah.
We went so many years.
We went to four Super Bowls.
There's
in
like
10 years.
Palpable anticipation for Commanders games now. They've become must-watch TV.
And it shouldn't be a one-off. There have been a couple of one-off seasons.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and you know they squeeze
healthy.
In a 9-7 here.
As long as he stays healthy.
You know, a magical 2012 carpet ride. So long as he stays upright,
I don't think it's a gimmick.
They should be a perennial.
Yeah, it's
contender.
Not a gimmicky offense that they're running.
Listen,
for him.
And unlike Robert, and I hate to bring up Robert, but just have to just bring it up. If something tragic did happen to his legs and he wasn't the same, I think he could still be a great quarterback in this league. Like he could be.
I think he could be solid
quarterback.
But
yeah.
The 300 yards rushing in five games.
No,
that's where he is
level.
Special.
No, it takes him to
and
next
that's
level.
The reason why he was drafted number two.
I know. You keep harping on the number two draft pick, but there's been plenty of busts at number two. So it's just not a given.
But your number two picks always have promise. They have the skill level.
They're all studs, but yeah, they don't always hit.
Yeah, right. There's studs in college.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. But we've seen
a
million
whole different
studs
level.
In college. Yeah,
I mean, Zach Wilson was a number two pick.
Yep.
Right. All right, 800-636-1067. I guess we got a gray Jaden, but we're going to be taking your calls throughout the show. Cakes, keep playing that music. It should be just
we'll
on
take
a
some
loop.
More calls when we come back.
Just should just be on a loop.
It is on a loop.
You guys want a gray Jaden? It's probably not an A-plus performance with the interception, but it's pretty darn good.
All right, we'll come back.
The room. We'll do that.
Graydon Jaden, 6:45 on Mondays. We got John Kime, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com at 7. Our colleague check-in at 8:20 with Craig Hoffman. It's Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Jackson, where he's a designed running back. He's doing it on his own.
He'll launch this time. Down the sideline, Brown! Diami Brown, touchdown!
All right, every Monday on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. So every Monday, we grade Jaden Daniels. And it's been pretty easy to grade him. You can nitpick. He threw an interception. They scored 34 points. He leads them down the field. I'm going to give him an A. I will grade him with an A. You just heard the Diami Brown pass. That was perfect. The ball to Terry McLaurin, the deep shot to Terry McLaurin was great. Okay, he had some incompletions. Had some throws that weren't so great. But they scored 34 points, largely because of Jaden Daniels. I give him an A.
Can't argue with that. I mean, I'll give him an A. He threw one bad pass, really. I mean, maybe two. But he's the reason that they're moving the ball so quickly and so effectively and consistently.
Gets an A. I mean, I'm not going to dig him for the low completion percentage. The guy had been completing 80% of his passes before yesterday. I mean, he's an amazing dual threat quarterback that hung 34 on a bad team, and he was resting on the sideline during the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. That's an A performance.
Yeah. Just think about how much better he is than Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's making, I don't know, $38 million more.
Yeah.
Or $35 million more.
It's an absurdity that the Browns handed him that contract.
Yeah.
I think he obviously gets an A, maybe not A++ like we have in weeks past. But it's starting to get to the point where I don't know what the kid can't do. I think he can make all the throws. Like, I don't know what he can't do. I mean, he's going
to have interceptions. We've got to quit doing the grade and Jaden. And he's just legit.
He just keep handing out.
He's legit. Deals.
Yeah, and he's just a winner, and he just handles everything. I'm most impressed. I mean, obviously the talent is kind of mind blowing.
Yeah,
but just the poise and composure. He doesn't let it. You know, he doesn't make it all about himself.
You know who Jaden is? He's Will Hunting. He's Will Hunting. He tells his professor, he's like, yo, easy this is for me.
Yeah.
He's like,
that's a great analogy.
He's like, I laugh at this.
Yeah.
I mean, I laugh at this equation you have up on the board. I can do this in my freaking sleep.
If for him to do this in his first five professional games,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, I just didn't see it. I mean, I thought he was good, but I didn't see this.
He's a superstar.
I don't know what he can't do.
He's a superstar already.
So
I mean, is anybody going to argue that?
No.
He's an NFL superstar.
I mean, it's not perfect.
Five games in.
When you throw the ball, you know, you're going to occasionally throw interceptions. You're going to occasionally miss guys. But he's pretty close to can do everything.
I just think of it this way. Like, Lamar Jackson has won the MVP two times.
Mm-hmm.
Could win it a third time. He's having another good year. Mm-hmm. You've got a Lamar Jackson here. And he's only going to get better. Like, Lamar's improved his passing.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden should. This is his rookie season.
Maybe.
This is the season you're supposed to struggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe one
he
thing.
He should get better.
Maybe one thing he'll do is maybe he'll be able to wreck. I mean, maybe it's just Cliff's offense and his weapons, which I also, you know, backpatting machine.
You do love the weapons.
I said that we have weapons. All these guys can do the job. He's got guys running open everywhere. So he's hitting that, one guy, right. And then somebody else is open for a touchdown.
There's times the one, it's hard. I gave him an A. Okay, the one flaw, it's hard to even really call it a flaw, is there are times that there are guys open, like McLaurin was open for a possible touchdown, mm-hmm. that he just decides to run.
Right.
Now, he's great at running, and he gets a first down.
That happens in every NFL game.
Right.
Guys miss with guys every or bypass guy for a run.
I almost don't want to bring it up, but I'm just saying that that's something that he will get better at, because eventually he'll keep his eyes downfield even better than he has.
I agree.
Now, the pass to McLaurin, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Most quarterbacks get sacked, as Cake said earlier. He avoids a sack.
He evaded the pressure.
He moves out to the right, and he sees Terry waving his arms a few times. He's like,
and then he
throws it 50 yards downfield.
This is not the Terry McLaurin with Wentz or Heineke.
Remember how he would have to run back to the ball?
Yeah, where he has to battle back through the DB's body to make the catch.
These guys would throw these hospital
balls.
These balls
are on his fingertips from 40-plus yards downfield.
He's the real deal. At some point,
we're just gushing. We're gushing over here. We can't help ourselves.
Yeah. I saw Mike Marr during the commercial break, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's walking out of there. He's like, I don't even say anything. These guys are haters, man. I don't know. He was just walking to the bathroom bitter.
Oh, these
Mike
two guys?
Marr, yeah.
World-class hating.
Huh?
I said world-class hating.
What? Tell me what they're saying. Tell
us, because
I know they talk trash back there. Go ahead. Out
them
right now, Marr.
I mean, they're just talking about the Ravens game and how we have no shot and stuff like that. And it's like, dude, we're 4-1. Like, we have a great team. Like, we look good through five games. So I'm not saying, like, we're going to go on and win the Super Bowl, but, like, there's only a handful of 4-1 teams in the NFL, and we are one of them. So we should be taken seriously.
In my opinion, the Ravens game is house money. If the Commanders are somehow able to pull off the upset and win, fantastic, amazing, but it's house money at this point. They banked the wins they needed to bank.
I definitely agree with that.
But Mike is usually a very jovial guy.
Yeah, very very upbeat. I'm like,
he walked out of there muttering to himself. Right. What's going on?
Well, like 6 in the morning.
He's also upset. He has to drive across state lines to find Zins.
Can you say exactly what they're saying? Can you out them?
It's Ravens week.
No, he just wants Commanders fans in here, and we're not high fiving them, and that's what he's looking for.
Yeah, no, he said you were talking trash.
He's in enemy territory.
Were they talking trash?
Mike. He's as hyped for Sunday as he should be.
Hey, Mike Marr.
His quote was,
lines.
EB.
You're behind Mike, enemy really lines am. Right now.
EB.
You can come in here if you want.
Mike Marr's quote was, he walked out of there muttering, and I was like, what's up? He's like, world-class haters.
World-class.
That's what he said.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let me see here.
How am I a hater? I said my bold prediction that Jane Daniels will have more MVP votes than CJ Stroud did. How's that hating? It's not hating.
No, I think you think haters that. I think you know that he's good. You're willing to say he's good. Are you willing to go where Drab's not willing to go?
Well, we're gonna turn him into a pumpkin on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's first shot fired.
Good. I love that.
So, hey, very seasonal, too. I like it. Yeah. It is spooky season.
So you think this is a fluky good run, and it'll be over?
No, but when you go play against the big boys, you'll see what happens.
Oh, he's not playing against the Browns now.
Now we have to get him on a one-sided bet, like Drab is on a one-sided bet about to kiss the toilet in a couple hours.
Winning is so intoxicating.
He's pumping his chest out right now.
His mood would be totally different if they hit a freaking game-winning field goal.
But they didn't.
I know.
But they didn't.
That's what I said winning's intoxicating. Yeah, sure.
Valdez is someone who's full of regret.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say something you're going to regret. 7 days.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Daryl.
Sage advice there, Drab.
Daryl and Reston. What's up, buddy?
Hey, first of all, let me say I'm still on the high, man.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, it's been a long time since I've seen the fans high-fiving, laughing, joking, man. I tell you something, man. I'm really impressed with Jaden Daniels. Did you guys get a chance to see Jaden Daniels putting his arm around some of the players, talking to them?
Yes.
When Terry dropped the ball in the end zone, he put his arm around Terry to console him and talk to him. Then they start dapping each other up. I said, man, it's something special about this.
Everybody
kid, man.
Loves him. Everybody loves Jaden Daniels. Everyone, except the guys behind the glass over there.
I got a quick question for you guys. Would you give up a second-round pick for Denzel Ward? Because I think we're Denzel Ward away from being more effective. I think that Cleveland is going to have a fire sale.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if they are or not.
I agree. I think Cleveland is going to start dealing parts. Yeah. I mean, they're going nowhere fast.
Mm. I mean, would you give up a second-round pick to get one of the best corners in the league? I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yes, that's
but
what
I don't know if he's on the market. I have no idea.
All right, something to watch out for. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, thank you, bud.
Hey, the corners didn't look so bad yesterday.
No, the corners. Yeah. Well, when Deshaun Watson is back there, just
throwing wide right.
Yeah, I mean, just awful.
I mean, he had some throwing the ball into the ground.
Yeah. He threw for 125 yards yesterday. 4.5 yards per attempt.
We had a couple guests from Cleveland last week, and I remember asking one of them, like, what happened? This guy was so good. With the Houston Texans, is he just lost accuracy, athleticism?
What happened?
I think it's all of the above.
He's a different player.
It's over for him. He's done. He's shot. He's a shot fighter.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. He's had so much go on off the field, and I'm not just talking about the sexual assault cases, but his shoulder. I mean, he had major surgery. He's a different player.
Coming up next, we'll talk to John Keim, ESPN.com NFL insider, as we bask in another Victory Monday presented by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.